And 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Abortion rights advocates praising a Supreme Court decision on a key abortion rights case out of Idaho. The court kicking the case back down to lower courts, but in doing so has cleared the way for women in the state to receive emergency abortions in order to protect the mother's health. It's debate day for President Biden and former President Trump.
The Biden campaign sees this as a real jumpstart moment, a chance for them to break through to a larger audience. And they hope those critical undecided voters who haven't really engaged in this race yet. That's why they pushed for this early debate.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, but the total number of Americans collecting jobless benefits rose to the highest level in more than 2 years, according to the Labor Department. Bolivians in support of the country's president rallying outside the presidential palace a day after a failed coup attempt by military forces that briefly gained control of the capital's main square with armored vehicles. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We could get a better idea today if Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will face a recall election, and if so, where? The Wisconsin Elections Commission is considering the matter after agency staff this week determined recall petitioners collected enough valid signatures in Voss's old district that the state Supreme Court says is unconstitutional. The candidates for president hold their first debate tonight. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler is looking for a steady performance from President Biden.
Maybe not the most flashy president, but gets the job done. In every metric you look at, you can see how President Biden has followed through on his promises, how he's over-delivered, and Trump talked big and then did nothing.
Coverage on many of these civic media stations starts at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. They're preparing for flooding along the Mississippi River. WKOW-TV reports Prairie du Chien Mayor Dave Hemmer signed a state of emergency declaration following recent severe storms. The National Weather Service projects the Mississippi River to rise to over 20 feet by this weekend, which nears the levels for major flooding. The city has been working to fill and place sandbags for residents. Flood warnings have been posted for most Wisconsin counties along the Mississippi. A significant delay in rebuilding the bridge between Lansing, Iowa and DeSoto, Wisconsin. Iowa DOT engineer Clayton Burke says flooding on the Mississippi has stopped work. He says it could be several weeks to a month before the water recedes enough to restart work. The contractor will likely bring in multiple crews once the water goes down so they can work nights and weekends to make up for lost time. The current forecast calls for intermittent showers and thunderstorms again Friday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks add a player in the first round. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA Draft. The Bucks picked A.J. Johnson, a 19-year-old guard from California who was offered to play at Texas but chose the pro league in Australia.
No, I loved my time in Australia. Just playing with professionals at an early age and just picking their brains, you know, seeing what they do to be great professionals and stuff like that. I just felt like that was just really good for my development on and off the court. And I had great guys that I was with, so it made it so much, like, a lot more fun.
Bucks GM John Horst.
He's growing up playing against pros, which I think is great for him.
Round two of the draft is tonight. Baseball, the Brewers have the day off after sweeping the Rangers with a 6-5 win in extra innings. Andrew Monasterio to left field to drive in the winning run in the 10th.
The team pulls for him. He understands his role. I mean, it's great for someone like that to pick everybody up.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The high pressure system dominates the day, bringing calm winds, partly sunny skies, and cooler highs in the mid-70s. Clouds will start to thicken tonight as light showers push in tomorrow morning, and then storm chances spark up again at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
together in a debate of the issues important to you. Your first opportunity to hear from President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump is Thursday, June 27th.
Listen live on your local Civic Media radio station. Starting at 7:30 p.m., News Director Terry Bell, along with Todd Albaugh, host of The Todd Albaugh Show, will share insight on what's at stake.
The CNN Presidential Debate, live Thursday, June 27th. Coverage at 7:30, the debate at 8, on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Week 4 of Joe Biden's top 100 continues. We're talking what makes America healthier. Huh. And I got an answer. It's called gun control.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Thursday, June 27th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. In the capital city, it's partly cloudy. A few fluffy clouds here. Much cooler than, at least less humid. By the way, did you know that's our new weatherman here at Civic Media?
Less humid?
Yeah. It's an old joke, but yeah, it still works. Less humid says it's going to be less humid because yesterday, of course, so the day before, it was sultry, ringing wet. And we had concerts on the square last night. And if you arrived by horse and carriage, it was fantastic. If you had to use a car, of course, it was terrible in Madison. But the first concert on the square in Madison, and now today, much less humid and pleasant. And it's a beautiful summer day here in Madison. Hopefully it is where you are across the state of Wisconsin as well.
Yeah, it is pretty nice out.
Can't complain on the 27th. Lots to get to today. Of course, today is debate day. Coming up tonight, pregame show with our news director from Civic Media, Terry Bell, and myself. We'll be on the air at 7:30. Mr. Zommers on the board. Always great to have you along, Mr. Zommers, on nights like tonight. Terry and I, and perhaps some other folks, will break down what to expect. By the way, Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor, Ray Schrader, would be proud of the less humid joke. Yeah, that's an old Ray Schrader joke, a former colleague of Jeff and I's. But anyway, big night tonight. And Terry Bell and I and a cast of characters, cast of thousands, will be breaking it down for you. And then the actual debate at 8 o'clock tonight, Central Time, the presidential debate presented by CNN, heard here on Civic Media. It's going to be 90 minutes. And it's going to be an interesting 90 minutes. We'll have a little post game for you afterwards as well. Terry and I will. But what makes it interesting is for the first time in a long time concerning presidential debates, there's not going to be quite as much show or reason for it, at least, as there will be no live studio audience. So none of the, you know, thunderous applause or boos or you know, every time. Then the moderator, of course, has to turn around and say, look, you know, please don't clap. It's going to take away time from your candidate, blah, blah, blah. None of that.
I, for one, am very grateful.
Yeah, because I think it's going to strip away the varnish and we're going to see these two people for who they really are.
Yeah, Donald Trump is why we can't have nice things anymore. I know, that's just my personal opinion, is that this wouldn't have to be the case if it weren't for how the last debate went. And how over the last, like, two debates,
I don't remember the exact number, but Trump interrupted Biden like 160 times or
something.
Wasn't
that much.
It was around
there. At one point, of course, Biden was famous for saying, you know, would you shut up, man?
Just shut up, man?
But I mean, there have been other presidential and vice presidential debates that, you know, have gotten both Republican and Democratic candidates. There are people in the room get boisterous, and sometimes it gets a little out of control. And of course, it depends on who the moderators are as well. I think it'll be good tonight. You have Dana Bash and Jake Tapper from CNN, both good reporters, good anchors. They're going to be the moderators tonight. And in addition to not having a live studio audience, neither Trump nor Biden will be able to bring on a binder or a bunch of notes or things that they have pre-written down. They're only going to have a blank pad of paper, a pen, and a bottle or glass of water. That's it for 90 minutes. Now, there's going to be a couple of breaks. I assume they'll be able to step off the stage and huddle with their advisor for the 2 minutes or however long the break is, get a touch of makeup and whatever, to kind of get some advice from their handlers. But that's it. And otherwise, it's going to be a two of them. And also, what's unique about this one is, unlike in past debates where candidates have been warned, well, I mean, if you go over the time limit, eventually your mic will be shut off, or we'll give the other candidate as much time that you went over. None of that this time, because the mics, as I understand it from watching CNN last night, the mics are computer controlled. So on all of the cameras tonight that the candidates will be facing, there will be a big light at the top. I saw this last night. And all these lights on all the cameras will turn yellow with 30 seconds left in the time allotted. And then at 5 seconds left, the lights will flash red. And then when their time is up, the light turns a solid red, and simultaneously the computer, not a human, the computer turns off the mic of that candidate and turns on the mic of the other candidate. Now, they demonstrated it last night on CNN, and you could kind of sort of hear, I have bad hearing, but still, you could kind of sort of hear the other person, even if they keep talking.
Right.
But not to the point where the television audience won't be able to clearly hear the candidate whose time is now on the clock. So we'll see how much, of course, Trump is the one that has in the past, as you point out, has violated that the most. So we'll see how he handles that. We'll see how Biden handles it. But I think it's going to be, if nothing else, I mean, Matt Flynn, our friend and colleague yesterday, talking on this show about how he thinks it's going to be more entertainment. And I think there's a certain truth in that. But Trygve Olsen, who was on yesterday from the Lincoln Project, who does a lot of polling, a lot of focus groups, and Matt, I think, also agreed with this. Believe it or not, there are still somewhere between 4 and 6 or 8% of Wisconsinites who are undecided in this race. Go into tonight not certain about who they will vote for president. And you say, well, Todd, what's the big deal about 6 to 8%? It could be a lot. Because most experts in the know expect whomever wins in November, Biden or Trump, to win by somewhere between 12 and 20,000 votes. Kind of, some people think it's 15 to 20. Some people think it's 12 to 18. But it's going to be a very small percentage that the winner wins by. That's why turnout is so critical. That's why base support is so critical. And so tonight, knowing that there's somewhere between 6 to 8-ish% of Wisconsinites who are undecided, this race to them could matter. It could be that person who votes Republican for their sheriff or county clerk or state assembly person, but have just sickened on Trump proper. Or it could be that individual who mostly votes Democratic, but might be one of these more progressive types who is very upset with what's happening in Gaza or doesn't think that change is coming quickly enough. And so they're willing to think about Trump. Now, that doesn't add up to me, but it's unfair to say that doesn't exist because it does.
I feel like it's more that they're willing to vote third party or stay home than vote for Trump. But either way, ultimately, that is voting for Trump.
Right. That a vote for any third party candidate if you would normally vote Democratic is a vote for Donald Trump. Pure and simple. Don't make any mistake about that. So we shall see what transpires tonight, but it should be a good debate, a good broadcast. Terry Bell and I will be on the air at 7:30, debate at 8 o'clock for 90 minutes. You can hear it across all of our Civic Media talk news stations. You can also stream it on the Civic Media app. So if you're going to be in the car or wherever and you say, I'm not going to be able to watch it or listen to it other than on the go, download the Civic Media app to your Apple or Android device right now. You'll be all set. You open it up, choose any one of the first 12 or so stations, which are all news talk, and Terry and I, along with Mr. Zomers, will be here at 7:30 to bring you that entire debate coming up a little bit later. One of the breaking stories overnight, yesterday, after we left you, and by the way, I'm going to get to this. We'll come back to that in a second. Let me give you the breaking news today. The Supreme Court formally dismissed an appeal over Idaho's strict abortion ban today, blocking enforcement of the state law a day after the opinion was inadvertently posted on the court's website in an astonishing departure from the court's highly controlled protocols. The dispute, stemming from the Justice Department's marquee response to the High Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade in 2022, focuses on whether the federal mandates for hospital emergency room care override abortion bans that do not exempt situations where the woman's health is in danger, but her life is not yet threatened. The Supreme Court justices appeared deeply divided back in April as they heard oral arguments on the Biden administration's challenge to the Idaho abortion ban. Today's decision comes as abortion emerges as a key 2024 campaign issue, with President Biden blaming GOP rival Donald Trump for new abortion restrictions taking effect across the country. Of course, we know that's true because Trump has taken credit for that. So I'm the one that ended Roe v. Wade. Very proud of that. Said that things have worked out very well, in Trump's opinion. Now, a lot of folks hearing this decision, you know, at first you think, oh, well, maybe the court is kind of coming to their senses if you're somebody who believes in pro-choice. But a lot of people think this is just kind of kicking the can down the road, getting this past the November election to give people some false sense of security and thinking, well, maybe things won't be that bad if Trump gets reelected or elected again.
I'm in that camp, especially the fact that they're even entertaining the total immunity case with Trump really says all you need to know.
And we'll find out that decision could come today or tomorrow. Chief Justice John Roberts has said that he is not going to end the court session as was scheduled tomorrow. It could go over into next week. So we might not hear about that decision regarding Trump's immunity or lack thereof until next week. We'll see. It could come at any moment. And of course, we'll be here to bring it to you. So a lot of people think that this decision today that says, okay, essentially in layman's terms, if the woman is on death's door, then okay, fine. You can perform a procedure that might be considered abortion. But remember, 6 or 8 women have been airlifted in Idaho since this went into effect because their life was literally within hours or minutes from being taken from them. And we see more and more today from Republicans making it clear in Congress that if Republicans have a majority there and Donald Trump is elected again, they will in fact push for a national abortion ban, regardless of what states are saying. Of course, Trump is peddling this and saying, well, you know, let's leave it up to the states. And then you get this patchwork quilt of craziness where some women have access to health care and others don't. Going to come back. Play you a developing story in the state of Georgia. The lieutenant governor, a Republican, the former lieutenant governor, makes his decision on who to endorse. We'll tell you who it is after this. It's the All Balls Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Thursday, the 27th of June, 2024, 20 now past the hour of 12 noon, wherever you are taking us. Perhaps during your lunch break, outside on a park bench, a beautiful day in Madison for that, a bike ride, a little walk, just sitting at your kitchen table. Thanks for taking us along. We always appreciate you dialing us in, whether it's over the air or one of our many Civic stations or on the Civic Media app. Great to have you along from Lake Superior to Lake Michigan, Green Bay to the Mississippi River, Lower Wisconsin Riverway, Wausau, wherever you're at. Thanks for taking us along. This debate coming up tonight, presidential debate sponsored by CNN, broadcast here at Civic Media Game Time, pregame time, 7:30 with Terry Bell and myself, the actual debate starting at 8 o'clock Central Time. We played you the cut yesterday of former Republican congressman from Illinois, Adam Kinzinger, endorsing Joe Biden yesterday. And now, on the heels of that, former Republican Georgia Lieutenant Governor announced his decision yesterday. Here is the announcement by the Lieutenant Governor, former Lieutenant Governor of Georgia.
It's great to be back in the People's House. There are so many great memories I have in this building. I served nearly 10 years in a couple of different capacities, and I couldn't help but think when I walked in the door, the time that I spent in the House, walked in 2013, representing an 80-20 district in Forsyth County. That's 80% Republican district in Forsyth County, and learning the process of how to pass a bill, working with my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to take on organized crime, to help rural hospitals. Then I think about the time that I decided to run for lieutenant governor. And many people in this state said I was too conservative to actually be a statewide elected official. But by the grace of God, we won that election, and we worked for four tough years. We worked across the aisle, worked with Leader Butler and others to bring meaningful legislation forward. We passed over 50 bipartisan health care bills. We took on COVID reform, and we passed a very important hate crimes piece of legislation. There's also some tough memories in this building I've got. We were second guest on COVID almost every minute of every day from the White House, specifically Donald Trump. Lies, conspiracy theories around the 2020 election, so much so that I had to have armed guards around my office and my home, around my family, just to fight off the fact I didn't admit that the election was rigged, because it wasn't. Fake electors sat just a few feet from us, sat in a room and tried to usurp democracy. And then the unfortunate events of January 6th showed up, and sitting in this building watching those events play out were a huge part of why I'm standing here today. All of those tough memories seem to track back to one person and one person only, and that's Donald Trump. Going against the grain as a Republican and supporting Democrat Joe Biden for president is not easy. But I'm not looking at this election through the lens of being a Republican. I'm looking through the lens of being an American. An American that cares more about the future of my country than the moral bankrupt nominee of my party. There are political ramifications to this decision, but they pale in comparison to four more years of Donald Trump, both home and abroad. Let me speak directly to the millions of Republicans across the country who are tired of making excuses for Donald Trump's behavior at their churches, in their offices, and at their own kitchen tables. Enough is enough. The nightmare has to end, and it has to end now. It's time for us to purge Donald Trump from our system. Let's take the next 4 years as Republicans and build and heal a new party, a GOP 2.0, a party that finds leaders that are willing to embrace conservative principles and work across the aisle, leaders that understand the value of civility and compromise, that once again value honesty and integrity, a party that uses policy, empathy, and tone to work across that aisle, to gain majorities, to talk about issues, use it as our North Star. The last 4 years have been difficult for our family, the journey, but a journey that's been worth traveling. There have been so many folks over the last 4 years, nearly 4 years, Republicans specifically, that have come up and offered words of encouragement, that have quietly sent notes, have praised the notion of saying and doing the right thing. It's my time to ask a favor of all those thousands and thousands of Republicans across the country who've given us words of encouragement. I have an ask. My ask is this: it is your time to do the right thing. Don't give Donald Trump 4 more years to continue to destroy this country.
The powerful words of former Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, Republican Jeff Duncan. He's a former lieutenant governor, but he is not a former Republican like me. He's still a Republican. Former lieutenant governor of Georgia. Conservative guy. Talking eloquently of what it was like being a conservative Republican sitting next to fake electors in Georgia. Being criticized for how they handled COVID from the Trump White House, specifically Donald Trump himself. And encouraging all of those in his party, the Republican Party, to say enough is enough. Called Donald Trump, quote, morally bankrupt, unquote. I give the guy a lot of credit. And I thank him. And I hope that others out there listening today who are still Republicans, who are still conservatives, will listen to the lieutenant governor's words and know that you're not alone. That you don't have to leave the Republican Party if you don't want. You don't have to change your values or how you think. You simply have to have a little courage and join with others like Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, former Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, a fellow Republican, who says we have to purge the party of Trump and Trumpism and start over. A GOP 2.0, if you will. I thought that was powerful, and I hope this comes up during the debate tonight. I hope that there is a question regarding all of the former Republicans, like Jeff Duncan, still a Republican, but all of the office holders or former office holders who have not only abandoned Donald Trump, but like Lieutenant Governor Duncan of Georgia, a Republican, now endorsing Joe Biden. Say, look, it's not easy, but we have to do what's right. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. David, a little short on time. David from San Francisco, about a minute, but I'll give it to you. What say you?
Hey, well, thanks, Todd. Yeah, I would just do a correlation to one of the biggest supporters of Adolf Hitler before he, just as he came to power, a guy named Fritz Thiessen. He gave Hitler 5 million Deutschmarks to kick him off. And by the end of World War II, Thiessen was in a concentration camp because he was Catholic. Mm-hmm. So the Hitler and the fascists have no loyalty to anybody. They're really organized crime, and they pretend to be bigots, and they run the show based on their bigotry. But the reality is they're just a pack of thieves. And take a look for a Supreme Court ruling that came out last night called Snyder. Mm-hmm. And it has section 666 where a politician can take money.
David, up against the clock. Sorry, my friend. Thanks for calling in. Back after this on the All Bull Show, the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
From relentless heat waves to powerful storms, Wisconsin farmers have faced a whirlwind of challenges this past week. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and Bridget Mason, assistant state climatologist, says that as farmers face these challenges head-on, understanding and adapting to these weather patterns has never been more crucial.
With the precipitation, we had lots of tornadoes. With the storms, we had lots of tornadoes. Preliminary results show that we had about 10 tornadoes in Wisconsin over the last week, and most of these tornadoes occurred in southern Wisconsin, and about 8 of the 10 tornadoes occurred during Saturday night storms. And then with Monday night system, we saw strong winds of about 60 to 70 miles per hour and hail that ranged in diameter from about an inch to an inch and a half.
Bridget Mason, assistant state climatologist, along with us. You can hear the full interview with her to learn more about what weather we may be having the rest of the year on our podcast at thefarmwi.com. I'll have your midday markets right after this.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Around the clock, your dairy cows rely on you. And when you need support, Compeer Financial is here. Here with cutting-edge ag finance technology, industry knowledge, and local experience to help your farm thrive. As avid supporters of the dairy industry, we tip our hats to you during June Dairy Month and every other month of the year. Contact us at 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your midday commodity markets. Cash corn is trading at 418, down 2 cents, and new crop corn is trading at 435 and a quarter, and that is down 1 1/4 cents. Cash beans are trading at 1155 and 3/4, that is down 7 cents, and new crop beans are trading at 1105, and that is down 2 cents. Cash wheat is trading at 558, that is up 16 and 3/4, and new crop wheat is trading at 576 and a quarter, and that is up 15 and 3/4 cents. On the dairy side of things now, July Class 3 milk contract is trading at 1960 a hundredweight, that is up 8 cents, and August Class 3 milk contract is trading at 2061 a hundredweight, and that is up 11 cents. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A high-pressure system dominates the day, bringing calm winds, partly sunny skies, and cooler highs in the mid-70s. Clouds will start to thicken tonight as light showers push in tomorrow morning, and then storm chances spark up again at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Together in a debate of the issues important to you, your first opportunity to hear from President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump is Thursday, June 27th.
Listen live on your local Civic Media radio station, starting at 7:30 p.m. News Director Terry Bell, along with Todd Albaugh, host of The Todd Albaugh Show, will share insight on what's at stake.
The CNN Presidential Debate, live Thursday, June 27th. Coverage at 7:30, the debate at 8, on your local Civic Media radio station.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com, and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is here from the recombobulation area. And then we talk all things entertainment with OnMilwaukee.com's Matt Miller. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tylenol Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Thursday, the 27th of June, debate day. Here at Civic Media, we will carry the presidential debate sponsored by CNN here on Civic Media, across the Civic Media app as well. You can download it at your local app store on your Android or Apple device. Civic Media News Director Terry Bell and myself anchoring coverage. Mr. Zommer's on the board. Pre-game at 7:30, debate at 8 o'clock straight up for 90 minutes. No audience, no notes, only a pen and paper, a glass or bottle of water, and 90 minutes of discussion. We shall see how it goes.
And once again, both teams are aware of all of these rules, and yes, they have agreed to them, which I think is one of the most important things to emphasize.
Yes, absolutely. There are no surprises coming tonight for either side, just so we're aware of that. Played this, it was longer. I get it was a longer clip of former Georgia Lieutenant Governor, Republican still, Jeff Duncan, saying that he is not only no longer supporting Donald Trump, but is endorsing Joe Biden, saying that Trump is, quote, morally bankrupt, unquote. And it's time for fellow Republicans to step up, purge the party of Trump, and start a new Republican Party 2.0. This follows on the heels of Adam Kinzinger, former Republican congressman from Illinois, who has also now endorsed Donald Trump. Kinzinger, of course, one of the two Republicans on the bipartisan January 6th commission in the United States Congress, the House of Representatives. Kinzinger was interviewed last night on CNN about the current state of the Republican Party. Here's Adam Kinzinger, former Republican congressman, on CNN last night.
Here you are in a new role. You're taking a stand in a significant way today. You are just endorsing Joe Biden for president. You know, just for a moment, when you hear Kayla's reporting on him looking straight to the camera, mm-hmm. him connecting with people. When you think about where you were, you know, superstar Republican congressman, and now you're here endorsing Joe Biden.
Look, that's what's amazing is, so what, 8 years ago, I was called like a rising star in the Republican Party, and I didn't change what I believed. I mean, you know, you grow up, a few views change, you moderate a little bit, but I'm the same person. The party has absolutely left me because it's not swearing allegiance to any kind of principles or policy anymore. It's all about swearing allegiance to one man who did his best to overthrow a legitimate election, convinced a third of the American people that the election was stolen. And my 2.5-year-old son deserves to be raised in a country with as strong of a democracy as I've been raised in. So it was a no-brainer for me.
That was Adam Kinzinger on CNN last night, on also endorsing Joe Biden. And now we're seeing this stream of Republicans finally starting to step up off the text line. By the way, you can text us on the Apple or Android device on the Civic Media app. Want to go to that text from Andrew in Verona a little bit earlier there, Mr. Zommers. There we go. Andrew in Verona, listening on WMDX, says, quote, funny how the only GOP members willing to speak out against Trump are former office holders or retired or already on their way out of politics. Wow, so much brave, unquote. Detect a bit of cynicism there, a little bit of sarcasm, and I get it, Andrew, but I think that Stuart Stevens, a former Republican operative himself at the presidential level, now part of the Lincoln Project, he tweeted this out this morning, and I agree. Quote from Stuart Stevens, "What impresses me so much about Jeff Duncan of Georgia and Adam Kinzinger is they are young, with long careers ahead. But they put it all on the line for the good of the country. Their quiet courage is an X-ray exposing the cowardice of so many Republicans," unquote. I agree with that. As Adam Kinzinger said there, I mean, 8 years ago, in Republican circles on Fox News and other places, they were talking about Adam Kinzinger being a legitimate vice presidential candidate, that he was the future of the Republican Party. Jeff Duncan, same way. By the way, his former boss, the still current Republican governor of Georgia last night on CNN, kind of tried to have it both ways. He claims, he said, we'll take him at his word, that he did not vote for any Republican in the presidential primary in Georgia, was not supporting Trump in the primary, and essentially still not supporting Trump, but then had it kind of both ways, saying that, yeah, he will vote for the ticket as a Republican, and he wants his Republicans, fellow Republicans, Georgians in the Assembly and Senate there to be elected. So he's voting for, quote unquote, the ticket, which includes Trump, but he's not really supporting him. Again, I think that's kind of trying to split the baby there.
You know, you don't have to vote all in one side of the ticket, right. Actually.
I'm assuming that's the same way in Georgia. I'm not sure. But I think the point being that Stuart Stevens is making is that guys like Jeff Duncan, who is still Republican, by the way, has not left the party. And he's a young guy, had a legitimate future in the Republican Party, and he chose to put that on the line to call out Trump and endorse Biden. And the same with Adam Kinzinger. If he had kept his mouth shut and not been on the J6 committee, not called out Trump, not endorsed Biden, he would be a top rising person in the United States Congress and in the Republican Party. So I get what you're saying, Andrew, that there's a lack of courage, but I would not put Jeff Duncan and Adam Kinzinger in that camp. They did put their political futures on the line, probably have ruined them, because Democrats will never fully trust them, and they burn their bridges with the Trump people of the MAGA Republican Party.
So unless they're the start of a huge chain, yeah.
Right. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines in Stoughton and CJ in Stoughton. CJ, what say you?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Todd. You know, as I listen to you speak of what conservatives believe, you're right, though. They are former Republicans because they lost. Probably because of their stance. One thing I did want to ask you about is CNN, the moderators. Are you aware that Dana Bash's husband was one of the 50 intelligence officers that lied to America about the Hunter Biden laptop that we now know is true? And they owe every voter an apology, those 50. Jake Trapper, we'll watch and see how the questions are directed. If they're directed towards the past of Trump's record to try to get him to talk about the gag order, or if they're actually going to suck up to Joe Biden and throw softballs. And who's to know, like the Hillary Clinton campaign, she got the questions before the debate, and that was proven. So when you talk about slant and, you know, how Adam Kinzinger is such a courageous guy, well, he's a turncoat. And the reason he's gone is because, like Paul Ryan, believed all the crap about Russia that your party and the media sold us. So that cost $25 million. None of that happened. But you guys, you Democrats, never talk about it. Never bring it up. Won't. Can't. Because the facts are not in your favor.
I want to let you go uninterrupted. I did that. So I have a question, CJ. Do you believe that 2020's election was free and fair, and do you believe that Trump lost and Biden won?
I believe that there were changes made in the rules due to COVID, and they never went through the legislature like our Constitution requires. So if you want to make changes, then make them laws through our Constitution.
So the bottom line is, do you or do you not believe that 2020's election was free, fair, and accurate? Do you think that Trump lost legitimately and Biden won legitimately?
Well, Biden won, whether I believe it's accurate or not.
It is important.
Changes should be put in place without going through the legislature, Todd.
As a Trump supporter, it's important to me to know whether or not you have faith that the 2020 election was free, fair, and accurate, and that Trump lost and Biden won.
They made rule changes for COVID without following our law.
All right, we'll take that as a no.
And you want to keep
we'll take
them
that as
place.
A no. All right, thank you. Appreciate it. I wanted to let CJ go uninterrupted because I think it's really, really important we hear that side as we move into this debate tonight. Now, I'll address a couple of things quickly. For those regular listeners know, I was a Republican for 30 years. I left the party in 2011 over witnessing behind closed doors the then Wisconsin State Senate Republicans trying to pass voter suppression bills. I do not belong to any party. I'm not a member of any party. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent. I call it like I see it.
Neither is Civic Media an expressly liberal or democratic network.
And I simply tell, that's why I chose pursuing truth wherever it may lead as our tagline. There were a number of other inaccuracies or lies in what CJ said. I'm not saying that he specifically is lying, but I think it's a good example of people who focus on Fox News and OWN and all that sort of thing. This is the mindset that those folks are coming into tonight. And the reason I kept asking CJ the question is because, and John Dickerson, the great reporter from CBS, pointed this out really well in an editorial on Sunday morning, that it's very difficult to have a true debate tonight when one side starts based on a proven lie. If you can't accept that 2020 was a free, fair election, that Joe Biden won and Donald Trump lost, if you can't accept that because it's fact, proven in court many times over, many Trump-appointed judges ruled on this, if you can't start with that fact, then it's very difficult to have a debate on the issues because a debate has to be brought in fact. And all this stuff, you know, I'm not going to go down the road of the Hillary emails and the Biden laptop. I mean, that's all old news that's been proven bunk. And again, Dana Bash is a journalist, and what her I think that the accusations against her spouse are not necessarily based in fact either, but it's immaterial because, you know, what your spouse or child does has no bearing on what you believe. But again, I wanted everyone to hear this because that is the mindset that the mega base is coming into tonight. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Gene from Eau Claire. Gene, about a minute and a half. It's all yours. What say you?
Well, I could have lived without that last caller, but my blood pressure's going through the roof and the steam's coming out my ears. You know, I've been an independent my entire life. I voted for Democrats and Republicans and your type of Republican, Todd. And I remember when that stuff was going on in our state, and I don't blame you for leaving the party, and I wouldn't join a party like that either. It started in Wisconsin, the Green Bay sweep, what Scotty Walker did. I mean, people need to wake up. And then the BS that's going on, the lies upon lies upon lies, and he surrounds himself with criminals. And if you look at all the people he, Trump originally put into office, they all left with their heads in shame. So we need to wake up here, folks. Don't believe the big lie that continues, because this has been a continuous assault on democracy throughout our current president's term in office. He's tried to get things done, and those same people that were supporting the insurrectionists wouldn't get things done for the people of our country. So wake up, folks. You need to look at this with both eyes open and pay attention. Thank you very much, and you have a good day.
Thank you, Gene. Always appreciate it. 855-752-4842. As our friend Matt Flynn is fond of saying, we see you on the lines. Do not hang up. More calls after this. It's the All Balls Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com.
News from the center, WRCE.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Want to go back to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Talking about the debate coming up tonight. You can hear it on Civic Media, pregame 7:30, debate between Biden v. Trump at 8 o'clock straight up. Also talking about some of these Republicans like Adam Kinzinger, a former Republican, and Georgia, former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, still a Republican, who's saying enough is enough and have actually endorsed Joe Biden. 855-752-4842. Let's go where we go, Mr. Roberts. Mark in Perdisac. Mark, it's all yours. What say you?
Let's remember. Thanks for taking my call. Let's remember where the Republican legislature was in 2020. They're not coming into special session to try to develop, to try to pass law to administer the upcoming election. Let's remember Robin Voss appearing in full gear to attend that one primary vote, wearing the same kind of gear my nurses were wearing. They were administering my chemotherapy there in the spring, but the first half of 2020. Mm. I mean, it is just, I'm just tired of hearing this thing. Well, they didn't follow those. The rules they followed were the rules established by the Wisconsin Election Commission that administered by Megan Wolf, which is part of law. The Republicans established a law that the Elections Commission was going to run the elections, established the rules. She was following those rules. And that, let's point to 14.2 of the United States Constitution, that when you're abridging the right to vote, you're not supposed to abridge the right to vote. I mean, that we're supposed to get as many opportunities for the citizens to attend the election and have as many voting locations as possible to make it easy for people to vote. Unless you can repudiate the statements made by Paul Weyrich back in the 1970s, not wanting everybody to vote, mm-hmm. that the election, the power increases as the voting number of people that vote goes up. I mean, increases. I mean, I'm just...
Yeah, not to cut you off. I just got to get a couple more people here. But you make a good point, Mark, but wouldn't you agree that everything that you just said is true, but if it weren't, if there were a problem with any of the things that you just laid out there, one of these several tens of court cases that went through, some before Trump-appointed judges, at least one of those would have said the rules were, in fact, broken. But, as it turns out, not one did. So, it proves that the election was free and fair.
And that is the point. I mean, that it is just, I don't know if CJ is a paid troll or this is just deeply ingrained in his beliefs. Well, I mean, it is just ridiculous. The lie continues and that...
I thought it was beneficial to the listenership because I know that one person doesn't represent an entire movement, but I think it's important to at least hear out uninterrupted for a minute or two what the MAGA folks have in their brain and what is being fed to them and what their reality is, because how this debate tonight is spun is based on that kind of thinking. And that's why I took the call, and that's why I wanted him to give his honest opinion, which, you know, as he does, you know, that's what he does. And I appreciate your opinion too, Mark. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Dick in Madison. Dick, what say you?
Well, you know, Trump said something just recently in the last few days that maybe I've come around to seeing him after all, Todd.
Okay.
I mean, he is so brave. He's going back to the city tonight where he was literally tortured. Oh, that's a lie, too. And yet he can denigrate somebody like John McCain, who really was tortured, right. Really was a hero. And this buffoon talks about being tortured.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
These
right.
People are certifiably insane, all of them.
Well, I appreciate the call, Dick. Thank you. So, I mean, Trump's claiming he was tortured in Atlanta, which is, and again, I want to be as respectful as I can, because I know not everybody is on the far extreme of the mega train. There are other folks out there that are Republicans who are just like, I don't know what I should do. I'm not a Democrat, but I can't stand Trump. And I think those are the people who the debate tonight could help change. 855-752-4842. Brian in the great town of Maguanago. Brian, thanks for listening. What say you?
I say that with what Trump has brought up just recently in one of his rants, and he's more than, once he's mentioned this about his MIT uncle, I say we should just use that logic and say, because I had an uncle who was an astronaut, I could breathe in space. I mean, it's just a joke.
Right.
Like, I cannot fathom how anyone takes this guy seriously. It blows my mind. And I'm sorry, CJ, you're living in a fantasy world, a not good fantasy world. I don't know why you worship this guy. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
Appreciate it, Brian. Thank you so much, Brian in Maguanago. Again, I think it's just, I can stand here over the radio and I can say, well, this is what, the other side or what the mega folks are thinking. But I think it's just more instructional. And quite frankly, it's fair to hear it from a Trump mega person themselves in their own words. And then we can discuss it. And that's why I wanted to give him a little time uninterrupted to say what he said. Unfortunately, nearly everything he said was either untrue or exaggerated or left out fact. But again, as much as some of us may look at that and say that's just unhinged, it's crazy, whatever, I also think it's important to remember there's somewhere between 30 to 40% of American voters who feel the exact same way as that caller. That is their reality. Whether we want to agree with it or whether we know that it is not reality, that's their reality. And that's what we face going into this voting period. And that's why it's so critically important. If you disagree with that, then A, vote, and B, vote for Joe Biden. Because if you listen to that and say, well, that's malarkey, to use a Biden term, but I'm going to vote for Jill Stein. Well, that's malarkey, but I'm going to vote for JFK Jr. As Mr. Zomers pointed out, that is a vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah, and on one hand, I can sort of understand how people get to this place, because all they hear is, well, the other side's lying. Well, the other side's
right.
lying.
Right. They're gaslit.
And that understandably makes it very difficult to pay closer attention to the news. It doesn't make you want to dig in more. It makes you right. want to back away.
And that's why I think tonight's debate and the format without a studio audience, with the computers shutting off the microphones exactly when time runs out, with no prep notes in front of you, we're going to find out what these two guys actually think and what they believe. And I think I dialed this up, Mr. Zomers. We'll see over the break if we can, how long it is. I think we're going to try to play that editorial from CBS Sunday with John Dickerson. He lays it out much better than I can. So stay tuned for that. Also, an OC Eric Hovde update. You're not going to want to miss it. And a what's worse for a Thursday, June 27th, 2024, is the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm and Superior, Wisconsin 4th of July Parade Coordinator Carolyn Nelson-Cavias.
It's going to be a great show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at wrce.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.